right here.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. Loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing, and that old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Amen. All right, praise the Lord. We have victory in him. I like that cartoon now. Especially you see the soil that he's being told to plant it in, it's a good heart soil. We talked before what makes good soil or good heart, and that's the presence of God. And then the Word of God's water to water the seed. And then fellowship of the believers to strengthen us and give us the nourishment that we need. What a God. He's got a perfect plan for us, doesn't he? And it works out perfectly. Praise God. Alright. So, back to Ephesians. I did have Isaiah read 7 verses in Revelation this morning. We're going to be talking some about what we are going to inherit. The last verse that Isaiah read said, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things." All things. "And I will be his God, and he shall be my son." That's a promise, isn't it? It's an inheritance. All right, Ephesians chapter 1. In verse 7 we read, "In whom we have redemption through his blood." We just sang about that, didn't we? "The forgiveness of sins, praise God, according to the riches of his unmerited favor, his grace." We'll be in eternity and through eternity discovering the riches of his grace. "Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence." We talked about that. having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. We're going to see ourselves this morning perfectly positioned in the plan of God. God has a plan. It's a perfect plan. It's a perfect plan because he's a perfect designer. And before the foundation of the world, he designed us. And he designed our purpose in him. Verse 10 says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, who's in control of time? He is. We are subject to time. But God is not. He has a designated and an exact time for everything in his plan. And remember, his plan includes your life. God really is in control, isn't he? That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, things happen exactly as God planned them, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in Christ, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. We have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. So we serve this God who is sovereign over all things. This God who knows all things from the past into the present. He knows all things because he has perfectly designed and planned all things to work out according to his perfect will. Isn't that what we want to do? We want to do things that are in accordance with his perfect will, don't we? Absolutely. Why? Because it pleases him. And no, God doesn't owe anybody anything, does he? Oh, but we owe him everything, don't we? Absolutely. So we have obtained this inheritance. We all know what an inheritance is. Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, praise God, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. Salvation 101 right here. You heard the word of truth. You heard that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for you because he loved you in spite of yourself, in spite of the way that he knew you were. You heard that and you trusted in him. You trusted in him. After that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you heard the gospel, you trusted that it was meant for you, you trusted that Jesus Christ was sent to the earth by God the Father, who demanded a payment for all sin, but there was no one who was qualified to pay that price. So he sent his only begotten Son. And you trusted that he died on the cross of Calvary. And that your sins were on him when he died. And that your sins were absent from him when he rose 3 days later. You trusted in him. What happened after that? Well, the very next two words are after that. So we don't have to wonder, do we? No, it's right here. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit of God entered into your heart when you believed in Jesus Christ as your Savior. And you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. You remember what Paul said, I think it was in the eighth chapter, he talked about what can separate us from the love of God. And he named all these things and it ended up saying, or anything else. or any other creature. Why can't we be separated from the love of God? Because you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit of God cannot be thwarted or changed by anything or anyone. He has all power. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Of promise. Well, what's the promise? Well, the promise is that you have an inheritance coming, that we, I can't think of the word, are co-inheritors, that's probably not a word, with Jesus Christ. Wow. We don't deserve that. We didn't deserve that. You mean we've been chosen by God when we didn't deserve to be chosen by God? Absolutely. God sent His Spirit within your heart when you believed on Jesus Christ as your Savior. And He sealed you forever. You cannot be separated. As the old preacher said, and it's been quoted in this pulpit many times, I've read the back of the book and we win. God Almighty, the Creator of all things, has designed and planned for you to be His. Oh, are we blessed or what? We have been sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14 says, and he's talking about the Holy Spirit, which is the earnest of our inheritance, or who is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. He is the earnest of our inheritance. Oh, we have a marvelous eternal inheritance coming. And you can count on that. You can bank on that. You can rest from all your hard work knowing that you're sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. And that inheritance is already yours. When the Holy Spirit enters your heart, He brought some things with Him. He brought the beginning of your eternal life. The spiritual life that you're living right now, it's not going to end. You are already experiencing the benefits of being a child of God. Now, you're spiritually alive. That life is eternal. Praise God. Sealed with that Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance. What does earnest mean? I was going to write the Greek word up here for it, but I won't take time to do that this morning. But earnest is resulting from or showing sincere, intense conviction. Sincere, intense conviction. I just said that nothing or no one can thwart the hand of God. The Holy Spirit is God. His presence in your heart, and that's Him that gives you the desire to love the Lord, that gives you the trust and the rest knowing that Jesus Christ died for you on that cross. He is the earnest of this inheritance that we have coming. The earnest. What's our inheritance going to be like? What's it going to be like? That new heaven. I had Isaiah read about it. There's a new heaven and a new earth. God has gone. The Lord has gone to prepare a place for us. He told us that He promised us that. All His promises are true. What's it going to be like? When the Holy Spirit enters our hearts, He brings a little foretaste of what it's going to be like. A taste of heaven is a song. Remember, we used to sing it here. Brother Joe Martinez wrote a song called A Taste of Heaven. It's a good one. And the song says it's when the saints gather together and worship Him in spirit and in truth. This is what it's going to be like. But we can't fathom how much greater it's going to be. The Holy Spirit, as He lives within us and drives us and draws us to Jesus Christ, this is a taste of what it's like to live in and for Jesus Christ. Again, His entrance into the soul brings the very life that is your eternal inheritance. The earnest of the promise of the inheritance. His abiding in us gives us a purpose in life, doesn't it? It does. The Holy Spirit that dwells within your heart and mind gives you a purpose of worshiping Him, a purpose of sharing Him and what He's done for you. Well, that purpose is not going to change. That's the same purpose that you're going to have forever. To draw closer to the Lord, to find out more about Him, to share Him, to live in Him, to be like Him. That's our desire now, isn't it? Yeah, the Holy Spirit of promise brought that to you. That desire, that purpose. Serving the Lord. The Holy Spirit brought with Him when He entered your heart, the influence over you and over your mind. We talk a lot about there's a battle, a spiritual battle. We live it every day in our minds, don't we? It's the world and the enemy that attacks us constantly. And how do we fight that battle? By the strength of the indwelling Holy Spirit. That's how. Praise God, there's coming a time and it's not far off. Isaiah read about it. The Lord's coming back. We won't be fighting that battle anymore, will we? No, because the angel from the Lord is going to come down with a chain. He's going to bind that serpent. And He's going to put him away for 1,000 years. We are going to get more into the end time study, eschatology, as time goes on, Lord willing. The Holy Spirit's influence over us brings us a communion with God. We could never have made that connection without Him. Man can't reach up and touch God. God must reach down and touch man because there's a great gulf fixed. There's a sin barrier there. And this is the same communion that we're going to enjoy forever. As we inherit the kingdom of God. What a Savior. The Holy Spirit brings us rest in Jesus. The Holy Spirit brings us joy in service to Him. The Holy Spirit brings us this precious communion with the saints. This precious, special love that we have for each other. The Holy Spirit brings that to us. All right, turn back to Galatians, and I'll end with this scripture. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 1, and read down through verse 6. Now I say that the heir, he that is to inherit, the heir as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. That's that teaching going on in the family, isn't it, Brother Chuck? But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Who's in control of time? The Father is. God is. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, there's that statement again, when God was ready, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, the Lord Jesus, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. We're grafted in, aren't we? And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. What a Savior. Boy, He's provided everything, hasn't He? What a faithful God. Verse 7 says, Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir, H-E-I-R, an heir of God through Christ. What a Savior. May God bless the reading of His Word this day.